Mecklenburg County is getting a new sheriff. Retired CMPD Detective Gary McFadden won Tuesday's Democratic primary with about 52% of the vote. Another challenger, Antoine Ensley, was second with 28%, and the current sheriff, Erwin Carmichael, was a distant third at 20%. WFAE's David Borax reports that McFadden wants to build unity and trust by reversing some of Carmichael's controversial policies.
The Democratic primary vote effectively makes McFadden sheriff. There's no Republican or other challenger in the fall election. So supporters were ecstatic as he and his wife Kathy entered a big white party tent on a rooftop near Uptown after the results were clear.
Gary! Gary! Gary!
The crowd included African Americans, whites, and Latinos, showing the broad support McFadden had in the race. In a short victory speech, he said he wants to unify the city and county.
I want to change the city to bring unity. I want to change the city to bring inclusiveness. And we are going to have to talk about race. And someone said, is that the job of the sheriff? Well, that's the job of this sheriff.
It was a big defeat for Carmichael, who spent most of the campaign defending himself and his policies, including the county's participation in the federal 287G program. Under that agreement with federal immigration authorities, the jail identifies prisoners in the U.S. illegally and holds them for possible deportation.
287G is going to be history in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. It is going to be an event.
That campaign plank was popular among Latinos and other immigrants. Charlatan Herman de Castro said he thinks McFadden won because he and other activists urged Latino voters to vote early and to worry about only the sheriff's race.
And you know who won it for him? The single shot, probably all Hispanics. They only voted for one candidate.
McFadden also said he'll bring back in-person jail visits. Carmichael replaced them with video calls. And McFadden says he'll end the use of solitary confinement. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.